2 Corinthians, jars of clay. It normally takes charisma and power talk to swing the masses and make impact. Paul has none of those, yet has impacted history like few others have. After scaling the heights of heaven in the 1 Corinthians message, Paul shares his struggle with his physical ailments and victories through God's overcoming grace, 2 Corinthians 12:9. He also contrasts his weak body, referring to it as a jar of clay, with the transcendent power of Christ within. 2 Corinthians 4:7, the unmatched power. He was a maligned messenger. Truth is hard received. Self-acclaimed leaders question Paul's apostleship, his integrity, his personality, his profession, and even his message. Paul responds with the fact that the approval and commendation comes from God. Paul has a moving message. He opens up to the extent of persecution and physical weakness he's undergone. He almost apologetically alludes to his call, visions, and transformation. In our weakness moments, we can experience God's strength being made perfect in weakness. 2 Corinthians 12:9. And the greatest treasure being present in the most humble, unlikely candidates. Treasure in jars of clay. 2 Corinthians 4:7. We are encouraged in our progressive transformation from one degree of glory to another. 2 Corinthians 3:18. Paul's ministry model is exemplary. Paul works double time in his trade and ministry. He's a scrupulous planner. As we plan our work and work our plan, God directs closing and opening doors as required. Serving God is not a matter of convenience but commitment. 2 Corinthians 2:12 and 13. There are times he focuses fully on the ministry of the word, Acts 18:5. A powerful life is a powerful message. The partnerships we forge personally and professionally should strengthen the message. 2 Corinthians 6:14 to 16. Strong in principles, we must be flexible in approach. 2 Corinthians 9:22. In money matters, Paul is above board. Fundraising is a hugely controversial topic today. There's no scope for controversy in Paul's approach. Paul, as a principle, does cross-funding, avoids taking funds from those he's currently serving. He also raises funds for causes other than his personal ministry. How wonderful if churches and Christian organizations enjoy such solid partnership that they root for and support each other. After all, it is God who provides. 2 Corinthians 9:8. What attacks do we face in ministry? How do we respond? How do we learn from Paul's ministry model? How can we incorporate it in our lives? How can we be more effective as jars of clay? How can we improve in our fundraising and giving?